Alright guys, welcome to the first episode of the HCYA Warriors Swimming Podcast. So basically how this is going to work is right now we don't have a guest on, so it's just me and Jack. We're going to just be talking about some of the things that we experienced as swimmers. And what's the first thing we're going to talk about, Jack?
I'm Jack. Oh, we're going to talk about like morning practices versus afternoon practices, and which ones we prefer. David, what do you think?
So thing is, it's really hard to get up and go in the morning, especially for me because I stay up way too late. But I like morning practices better. It could be because they're 30 minutes shorter, but I also like our coach in the morning better, and we get to work on more form stuff in the morning because there's not as many people there. So that's my argument for morning practice, and the music in both practices. So that's what I think. I like morning practice better. I never thought I would say that, but after going for a while, that's what I think.
Yeah, same thing. I think morning practice is better, except for the music. Our lifting coach, they literally play 5 songs. And hear the same song 3 times.
I thought we were talking about morning swimming practice.
It's the same thing. It's morning practice. Like Monday, Wednesday, lifting. Tuesday, Thursday is like swim. So like
ATH music is way worse than both of them.
What? No, Coach Eric literally plays stuff from Encanto.
That's true. That is
he does. He plays Disney music for the Platinum Kids. Okay, and we have to listen to it, and it sucks.
Eric's music is all over the place. One day he'll play classic rock music.
He plays rock, country, rap, and then Disney.
He never plays country. He never does. He ever play country?
Well, Coach Mike plays country in the afternoons.
Once he will.
Yeah.
So it's mostly hip hop with Mike, rap with Trey, lifting in the morning, and you never know.
It's more like the pop rap hits or whatever. It's like the modern hits.
I don't know. I don't listen to any of
it. It's not like any of the good rap.
So there is no such thing as good rap, Jack.
There is. It's the old stuff.
All right. So going back to morning practice. Did you like...
Yeah, sorry for that little rant. But
yeah, we also... We're going to circle back to that like Jen Psaki.
360.
We'll circle back to the music. Anyway, so you said you like morning practice better except for the music. Yeah. Is there any part about evening practice that you like better?
No.
Okay. Done in the evening better. Because then I'm done for the day.
True.
And I can go home and probably stress about schoolwork.
Honestly.
And then sleep.
Yeah, all I do after morning practice is I come home, I'm supposed to shower, I wait an hour and a half to shower. And, yeah.
Boy.
What?
Why?
Because... I don't know. I'm lazy.
No, I meant why shower. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, good, yeah. good. You're on my side.
Yeah,
only times I do shower after practice. Actually, I do shower after, like, evening practice most of the time.
Yeah. I just go home and... a couple of the days I have a class as soon as I get home. I just go home and...
Yeah, great
go to
books.
Class. No, I'm talking about morning practice. You're talking about...
Oh, okay.
So I have a hard time switching gears here. So we're on evening practice right now, being done with evening practice. So that's where we are right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. So you like, okay. Sounds good. Because I was like, why would you wait an hour and 30 minutes in the morning? So, okay. So yeah, I was the one who shifted tracks, but I didn't.
Oh, no. I do wait that long in the morning. I just didn't tell you, like, I was shifted to evening.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from taking showers, as weird a subject as that is.
Taking showers is a really good subject.
I'm sure it is, Jack.
I could write an essay on it. Mrs. Stockton, if you had me write an essay on taking showers, it would be really good. Just let
also,
you know.
Also, if anyone listening would send us an essay on taking showers, we promise Jack wouldn't use it for schoolwork. And I would be very interested to read it and give you very harsh feedback.
I will pay anybody $5 if they write me an essay on taking a shower. I don't know how you're going to do it, but if you do it, Good on you.
You realize your teacher is listening to this, and I just wrote an entire paper on plagiarism, and that is plagiarism, my friend, and illegal.
My teacher isn't going to listen to this. I hope she does.
Then why did you address your teacher if you know she's not going to listen to it?
I don't know. Just because.
Okay.
Donald Trump, if you're listening.
He would like $1 million, and so yeah. would I. Also, please subscribe. Yeah. If you do hear any background noise, we are directly behind Hooks Airport.
Yeah, that was an airplane.
We are in our pristine studio of a 2007 HHR. That it was my great aunt.
We're Michael's. In a dump heap.
We're not in a dump heap. We're outside. We're outside the Glenlock pool right after practice.
In a dump heap. I'm kidding.
We're in a parking lot.
Your car is really nice. I was talking about your car.
Well, I mean, the check engine light turns on and off. We don't care about that. that's the reason you are going to hear background noises, because we're right by Hooks
Airport. Just deal with it.
While we were swimming, I think about 20 planes took off, so they're still coming and going. All right, next topic. Do we want to go to the music now or save that for later? What do you think?
What music?
What's the best kind of music to listen to at practice?
Oh, definitely rap.
You are definitely rap.
No, but it's got to be clean, though, because when you, like, you just hear a cuss word, you're like, what? And then you just, like, drop the weights on your toe, and it hurts.
Or you lift them into your friend's face.
Okay, that was an accident.
Like Jack the other
day. Okay, so I was taking weights off the barbell. And
I was helping him take the weights off the barbell.
Yeah, and what we do is, like, we take the weights off of one side and then just, you know, tilt the bar up so we can just basically pull the bar
up.
We lift it
up on
the
ground so the weights don't really fall off. They just kind of slide to the ground.
And I slammed the bar on his face. It hit his eye. And
it didn't hurt that badly, but...
And I wasn't sorry about it. That was the bad part.
Yeah, I didn't hurt that badly until,
this is shocking.
Like, later that day, I could feel, like, my eye just kind of felt weird. Like, there was
just
kind of...
Oh, no.
But it went away the next day, so I don't care. It was fine.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just felt like I could... There was, like, some, like, air getting in, but I'm fine.
If
I can
air's
see.
Getting in your eye, that's not good.
It probably wasn't. It just felt like it.
Glaucoma test.
Who?
I don't know. I heard of it sometime. Wait, let's Google that real quick. Is that even a thing? Glaucoma test. What is this?
I mean, I don't know what happened.
A probe called a passometer is gently placed on the front of the eye to measure its thickness.
Stop talking, Jack.
My cousin is
going to be an optometrist, so we can ask him later. But yeah, my eye is fine. I just had to throw that in there.
Do you need a glaucoma test?
No, I don't. I have enough problems.
Is your cornea good?
Probably not. That's why I need glasses.
Oh, true. Yeah, David wears glasses. Nerd.
Because
I'm kidding.
They would already know. They don't already know that because he knocked my glasses off. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So we're talking about music at practice. So Jack is. Everything about what he said was wrong.
No, it's not.
So the best music, bar none, is country music.
Some is just dumb.
Country music. Some of the new stuff is trash.
No, even some of the old stuff is just dumb.
A lot of the old stuff is great.
A lot. Yes.
What sounds bad to you in country music? In the old stuff, we don't need to play it. Do you know the name of the song?
No.
That's
why I don't listen to it. Because okay. I don't know the name of the song.
So if you can't... I can't name a rap song that's bad. It's just all of it is bad.
Oh, my God. It's not, like, the lyrics... some of the lyrics are good. Most are bad. But it's really the beats I like.
Yeah, see,
if they honestly just made the rappers shut up and just make the beats, I would listen to that all day.
It would be way more repetitive.
No, but you're getting, like, a rhythm, you know?
I don't know. Anyway,
so I like listening to instrumental music. I like that.
Yeah, so country music is by far the best. The old country, some of the new stuff isn't great.
So, and then, and, but I don't necessarily like to listen to them while I'm swimming because it's kind of relaxing to me. And that's just
gives swimming. You like chills sometimes.
Yeah, swimming and country music, they don't mix in my mind. So when I'm working out and I want something just in the background, you gotta go classic rock. I mean, that's what you have to do. So, anything, I don't know, no one ever plays classic rock. I think
people play it all the time.
Eric plays a Journey song or two occasionally, and then Trey will play We Will Rock You by Queen,
Because We Will Rock You is just...
every 3 weeks or something. It can be
played anytime you're working out.
It can.
It can be played with Disney music when you're working out. Well, no. I take that back. It can't be. Anytime. Disney music does not belong
anywhere
in music.
Ever. It should not be made.
Encanto. Honestly, the best part of that movie was the music. And their music was bad.
That means the whole movie was worthless.
Their music wasn't bad. Just when you're working out, you don't want to listen to that. So
I just don't want to watch it after listening to it while I'm swimming. It ruined it, and Pixar probably ruined it anyway. Pixar kind of died right around Toy Story 3, so...
I believe that. I 100% agree.
Because when I was growing up, I mean, Toy Story and Cars were, great. And then they made the sequels to those, and they were trash.
I never knew what was going on. I only knew, what the characters did.
Okay, so
that's I never listened to what they were saying. Mom, what's happening? So and now I have to explain to her what's going on in the movie.
This is not... we totally didn't plan this. So now we're on to children's movies. How we got here, I don't know. However...
That's the point of this podcast. Why are you listening?
Yeah, please keep listening and
subscribe. Keep listening, but why are you listening? Tell us why. Tell us
in the comments. Do we have comments on this thing?
I assume so.
If we do, tell us in the comments.
Definitely email us or something.
If not, figure out what Jack's phone number is and text him the comments.
Okay, everyone who's listening probably knows my phone number.
Then just text him the comments, people.
Yeah, okay. Comments is my number. So just text me and tell us why you listen to this podcast, because we really want to know.
We do want to know. Anyway,
what makes us so funny?
So I want to reference this, because this also references my favorite TV show and possibly the greatest TV show ever made.
Okay.
So I was going to a camp, church camp, in Glorieta, New Mexico, which is right outside Santa Fe. And this was actually with a church that was... So our church situation is kind of weird with my family. So we go to Conroe Bible, but we live in the Champion Forest area. Right, and we go there occasionally. But a lot of times we get a Conroe Bible, so it's way up the road. But the youth group there, so they can't put together their own events. They used to be able to, and I went a couple of those. They can't put together their own events because they're so tiny. So they piggyback with another church.
Just join up with another church.
Yeah, they just join up with another church. And so in that church goes to New Mexico every year. So we joined them and went to New Mexico. But on the way, and it was like a charter bus, they just played these random movies. And it was like... So the first one was like...
What do you mean by random?
The first one was Captain America.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
That was great. And then they played Wreck-It Ralph twice.
They
played it twice.
I mean, Wreck-It Ralph isn't a bad movie to watch.
But they played it twice.
Oh, man.
And it was hard. And so... The choices were Captain America, Star Wars, or Indiana Jones, and Wreck-It Ralph. And they picked
Wreck-It Captain Ralph. America and Indiana Jones.
Obviously. Yeah. On the way home, we watched Indiana Jones. That was a good one.
Okay, good.
But then on the way home, we also watched...
Do you think I would be good at acting out Indiana Jones?
Is your name Indiana?
No.
Is your name Harrison Ford?
My name's Jack.
Then no.
I'm Jack.
Yeah, you might be. You can be his or assistant that doesn't blend in to any scenery whatsoever. When he's like, he knows every...
So the answer to that is no, of course. I can't be Indiana Jones. I'm not cool. Do you think David can be?
Yeah, I got family from Indiana.
So?
His name's Indiana.
Okay. Ohio State plays Indiana.
And
I'm an Ohio State fan, so...
Well, and I don't like Indiana. Go Purdue. Go Boilers. My parents made
Wait, are they from Indiana? Or am I sounding like an idiot?
My mom's from Indiana, and Purdue is in Indiana, yes.
Okay, good. I am smart. I somehow knew that.
Relatively. Anyway, so getting back to this movie. So we ended up watching Toy Story, which is great because Tim Allen's in it. And that was my favorite movie growing up. I loved Toy Story. But if you watch it as a kid, you don't pick up on a lot of things. And there's some of the things where it's like, oh my gosh, what is that doing in a children's show? And then I realized that most of the kids won't pick up on it. But Disney knows that the parents are going to have to watch the show along because they put some entertainment in there for them.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part about those old Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's why my dad watched Cars with me 50 times when we were younger. He says, like, we would watch that 50 times. And, like, I'm not sure if that's true. We probably watched it more than that.
I probably watched it that many times, Jack.
But, like, there was adult humor in there.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It was really good for adults also.
And they made some really cool. And now, Mater, he's one of my favorite comedians now. Larry the Cable Guy. Anyway, in the Toy Story, so.
Let's drive backwards.
What?
No, that's Mater.
Oh, yeah.
But let's try driving backwards.
Car. I thought you said drive backwards. I'm like,
no. I mean, if you want to, sure.
No, don't do it.
That's how driving backwards works.
So in this show, so in Toy Story, they had a toolbox. And so, Tim Allen plays Buzz Lightyear. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He was a comedian first, and he was real popular, but his breakthrough show was called Home
Improvement. Buzz Lightyear funny? No.
No, so Tim Allen's breakthrough show was called Home Improvement. It was his first show.
Okay.
And my parents, it used to be on reruns on this other channel, and it was right at the time when we would watch TV every night. So I have watched every single episode of, I'm almost 100% sure on this, every single episode of Home Improvement at least twice. In this show, he's Tim the Tool Man Taylor. So he's on a tool show, and it's kind of like Bob Vila, and Bob Vila actually appears on his show. So he runs, and it's really a comedy show. It's a place for him to, screw up. He's called Tim the Tool Man, but he screws up everything. He can't fix a thing.
So he's not a tool man.
Well, he's a tool man. He has all the tools. He just can't fix anything.
He doesn't have the brains.
Yeah, so
he doesn't have the ultimate tool.
He has an assistant, Al, that does all the work for him. But anyway, so the show is sponsored by a made-up sponsor called Binford Tools. And all the tools in the set, they're all Binford. And what's funny is that in Toy Story, they show a toolbox. And this is like when...
And it was Binford?
And it says Binford Tools on the side. And I had never seen that before. And it made so much more sense. Because
that's cool.
Home Improvement is the greatest TV show ever made. So
according to you. Which I don't watch TV shows.
According to a lot
TV
of ratings.
TV shows are dumb. But.
I think it ran in the either 80s or 90s. I think, 80s or 90s, I think is when it ran. Great show, highly recommend. Maybe not for young children, but it's a good.
So good for me.
It's a good wholesome show. Occasionally, there's a off the cuff kind of thing, but it's a good wholesome show. They don't show anything that's bad or anything like
that.
So
once in a while, something that's a little sus.
I'm still trying to figure out what sus means.
Suspicious. It's Among Us.
Yes, I know that's what it's from, but what does it mean besides suspicious?
Like weird.
Weird? Okay, good. Weird. Got that definition.
Like you're acting weird. You're acting sus.
It's not weird, not necessary. Anyway, okay. I recommend the show. Okay, so moving on from children's
shows. Or homeschool, we don't know what words
Jack
mean.
Unless Jack has some more input on children's shows.
No.
Okay, good.
I'm not a child. I'm grown up. Well, I'm a man now, so I don't do children's shows.
Jack, technically you are older than me, but let me see. When's your birthday?
November.
It's in November, and let's see. It's February
right
now. Yeah, I just turned 17. Okay. So you're older than me, but not by 2 years, so that would make you 17.
Yeah.
And that would make you not an adult. What is not
an adult? I feel like one, though.
Not an adult is a child.
I can drive.
Okay, this is
as of 3 weeks ago.
Jack, you realize by that definition, I'm older than you. I've been able to drive for, when did I get my permit?
October.
Or my license. Was it
October? It was October.
I got it in October.
So I remember, it was like you got it the day before the meet.
What meet?
It was like the very first ACY meet.
No, I did not get it.
Really? That, I thought we were at like the Mia's table and your dad was like, hey, he got his license like
recently. That might have been my permit. No, we
were. No, because that was this year.
It was this year, but.
Or technically last year, 2021.
No. It was later in the season. It was. I think it was October. Late? You're right. Yeah. It was October.
Because your dad told my dad. And it then was October, my dad told me. Yeah.
It was October. You're right. Okay. So anyway, by that definition, and I still.
Oh, like, your keys are gone.
Yeah. I still like Looney Tunes and stuff. Oh, never mind. So Looney Tunes are cool. I don't watch much TV anymore. So moving on. We're going to go back to
Talk about swimming. Short course versus long course.
Yeah, let's go short course versus long course. All right. What do you like better? What are the positives? What are the negatives? All right.
So, for you non-swimmers, because I know there are a lot of people who listen to this podcast that are not swimmers.
There have got to be tens of people
who are not on our swim team. Short course is basically like a 25-yard pool. It's got like 8 lanes in it, typically.
Unless you're at Spring Creek Oaks, and then you have.
Well, I mean, that's
lanes.
A meter pool, but okay. So, like an average short course pool is 8 lanes, and it's got diving blocks, deep end, shallow end, and it's 25 yards long.
Don't long course pools also have 8 lanes?
Yes. Okay. An average long course pool is also like.
Long course pools are different. They range from like 6 to 10.
6 to 10 lanes. They've got, like, usually blocks on both sides of the pool, and they are 50 meters long.
Jack,
so they are really long.
My neighborhood pool is a short course meters pool with 6 lanes.
Yeah. I mean, on average, short course has, like, 8, and then long course, you know. Look at Fleet. The Olympic pools, they've got 10. They just don't use the outside ones.
Yeah, but that's because they're government-funded, I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, Fleet's also 10.
Yeah,
and then, what's it called? You know, Lakewood, it's got 6.
Yeah.
SCF, it's got 6. Anyway, so it's kind of like a range for long course.
Most people listening to this will know what it is. So I'll give you the short. We don't need to talk about lane number. Short course is 25 yards. And
long course is 50 meters. So it's better for like 2IM, I would say.
I would say it'd be better for 2IM. So that's what we're talking about. So. What events are better in long course and what events are better in
short that's
course?
A better question. Okay, so my favorite events are 2 free, 5 free, 200 free, 500 free, and then 200 IM.
Okay.
I feel like 200 free and 500 free are better in short course. And then the 200 IM is much better in long course.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel.
Yeah, so the first time I ever swam the 4IM, I was in long course.
As a long course, it's a 400, and it's just not the same.
And it was okay. I felt good because everyone on my team chickened out because Shauna, my old coach, went around asking people, "Hey, it's okay if you don't want to swim this? Do you want to scratch out?" Everyone said yes except me.
Hey, good boy.
So, there were a lot of people. I mean, if you're on pack and there's different scenario, let me know. That's just who I didn't see anyone else from PAC stay around. At least everyone I knew at the time did scratch out. So I
swam
that.
They got like 40 minutes left.
Yeah, I was like, did the group after us already leave?
No. They got like 40 minutes.
Yeah, so I swam it, and it was, I did okay. I don't know if I've swum it since or not.
The 400?
The 4IM.
Oh, 4IM. Okay.
Yeah, so I swam 4IM.
4IM in long course hurts.
Yeah.
Bad.
It was okay.
I think mine was like a 425.
It was better mentally for me because I was going down.
What am I talking about? 526 is my 4IM time. I think my 4-free is 425.
So to me, mentally, I like the long course for 4IM because you're going down. I think of things in down and back, not necessarily as numbers. So I go down and back half as many times as I would.
Yeah.
And it's like only doing 50 because you kind of always measure stuff in short course. At least at least I do because we practice in those pools.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Even during long course, we practice in short course pools.
Wait, is Lakewood short course?
No, it's a long course.
We practice at Lakewood.
Yeah, but also Collins.
We practice at Collins?
Over the summer, we morning practice is at Lakewood, which is a long course, and then in the afternoons, it's Collins.
That's what we did. Short course. That's what we did with, and when I was in seniors, except we were at
Spring Creek Forest. Yeah.
Which was, it was a nice pool, and it was good. I liked it, but it was one of the dirtiest pools. They had lots of stuff in the pool.
Yeah. So, what would we say is the ultimate favorite? Let's also talk about the weather. Like, it's not just the pool. Let's talk about, like, short course pools, those are mostly indoors. Like, the ones we have meets at, they're indoors.
Yeah.
But it's during the winter, fall and early spring is when we have those meets. But they're all indoors and they're short pools.
Yeah, so So, again, this depends on the pool. If you're, like, at Texas A&M, at the big meet, we have a meet at Texas A&M every year. And there's a lot of teams. And we don't have a whole lot of space. Whereas,
but it's a really nice pool. But there actually is a lot of space.
We're a big team, though.
Yeah, true. So, we had, 30 people.
Well, I'm talking about, from end of bleacher to deck, there wasn't a whole lot. It was a narrow walkway.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Whereas,
at Klein, you have a wide walkway. So, I like that about a pool.
Yeah, but also, long course. So, the short course pools are indoors. Long course is outdoors.
Well, that's not true. Conroe is long course.
No, that's not Conroe. It's, what's that called?
Conroe ISD.
Fort Bend.
No, I'm talking about Conroe ISD.
Oh, Conroe ISD, yeah. That is, the one exception. And Fort Bend, which is, a garage.
Yeah.
But it's salt water.
That's the one.
Salt water is...
Okay.
Oh.
I like the salt water pool. My old neighborhood pool was a saltwater pool for years until the saltwater pump finally broke, and then they eventually replaced it with chlorine. I love the saltwater. I think it's great.
Nah, saltwater isn't that great.
Hey, what is water?
Chlorine in, every day. That's how I get my hair bleached. That's the secret.
What is water in the ocean? If it's not a freshwater stream, and we couldn't do freshwater because it'd be so much bacteria, it would kill us and not be fresh anymore.
What? Are you talking about?
You can't have a freshwater pool, can you?
No, you gotta put chlorine in it.
That's the point. So, for pools, you have one where man dumped a bunch of chemicals in it, and the other God gave to us. I like the one God gave to us.
But it feels bad on my eyes. Not because I open my eyes underwater, I'm too chicken to do it. It is because...
Do you clean your goggles with the water?
Well, water just gets in the goggles. But also, I rub my eyes with my fingers. Like a 4-year-old.
Yes.
And I get salt in my eye.
I just like it.
I honestly prefer chlorine in my eye than salt in my eye.
I don't know. They both feel bad to me. I prefer none of them in my eye. But my thing is, I like...
Okay, moving on.
I would say
short course is better. Would you agree?
Short course is...
Because there are only very few races that are good in long course. And most of the long course pools are outdoors. There are always exceptions. There's probably a 12-lane long course pool somewhere in the world.
Yeah, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Olympic Training Center probably. Or no, you said that was 10 lanes.
Well, it probably... The Olympic Training Center, no doubt, is 10.
Yeah, at least.
But where they probably host... 10 lanes. Where they host the Olympics, that's always 10 lanes.
I think it's 9 lanes usually.
Oh, it could be 9. I am not sure, but I know they block off sometimes.
Because I know it's usually, it's all, no, it's not. I take it back. I don't know what it is in the Olympics. And plus, it's international. They're playing by FINA rules instead of USA
Spring
rules.
International rules.
Yeah. But, so.
Oh, wait, y'all. I really want to tell you about this. This was so funny. So, one of my friends, I'm not going to say her name, but everyone who's listening probably knows who this is. Her Instagram account got hacked by some Indian guy. Here, let me just read what he said real quick.
How do you know it's an Indian guy?
Because it sounds Indian. Just listen to this. So he said,
Jack, you
really? No, I'm not going to do any accents. He said, hey, and I say, hi, is this you or is this the person that hacked your account? It me. Okay, hi. And then he says, please, I ask you for a favor? Question mark. That's totally an Indian guy. That is plus, that is a foreigner.
I did watch a video. There, a lot of them are all really smart. They're either from Asia or India. What is the deal with Asians and math? So their culture is very. I did some research on this.
Not racist, but how?
Yeah. So I did some research on this.
Y'all are built different.
And I think it's their culture. It's Asia, not China specifically.
It's
got to
be genetics.
It's not China specifically.
I mean, genetics and brain power don't.
And anti-communism, as every true American should be. So anti-communism, but I think it's their culture there is very focused on they want to be the best.
Yeah.
And the best do well at math, science, and that's why you got like the CEO of Google is I think it's an Indian guy. And like Khan Academy, it's run
also,
by
also my dad says that, which I
Sal
believe him.
Khan, and he's an Indian guy, so they're all really smart, and I got respect for those guys.
I think
but then I also watched a video, and it was about this guy who ran he would call and scam people, and he had a whole office based in India. So I mean, they're all just real smart, and I got respect for that.
Yeah, I would say what it is also is like. You know, they are raised or born and raised in that like a poor country and they really have nothing there. And yeah. So when they move to America, they just work as hard as possible.
They're very hard workers.
Yeah.
And they can see.
Because that's all they've known their whole lives. Like work hard for nothing. And here they work hard for an actual reward.
Yes.
So they're motivated.
Well, and I'm not saying I haven't done enough research on it. I've done.
Yeah. This is just like what my dad told me.
Yeah,
a couple years ago about Asians.
So yeah, I'm
better than me. No, I'm kidding. So, anyways, what this guy did, he's like, "Please, I ask you for a favor," and I'm like,
"I thought you
dude,
said you weren't gonna do any accents."
What? No, but we assume it's Indian, so I am just gonna, "Please, I ask you for a favor?" Question mark. And I'm like, "No, I know it's not you," and he hasn't said anything since then.
And then you tried to Rickroll him.
Okay, I was getting to that, but then Michael, or one of my friends, Michael, wanted to say, like, because he's a Cane's chicken fanatic. He loves Cane's. I love Chick-fil-A.
I think Cane's should hire him as their spokesperson.
And he wanted to know if this hacker liked Cane's, and so I'm like, "Hey, I'm just curious, do you like Cane's?" He didn't respond. So earlier today, I had the idea to Rickroll this guy. Because some of my other friends who also, hacker texted him. He tried sending him links. And my friend Alex was like, "Hey, don't click on these." And we're like, "Okay, we won't." And so I sent this guy a link. The hacker a link. And I said, "Please need help. Click link, por favor." And it's a Rickroll.
So for all of you guys who don't know what Rickroll was, as I did until about
sure
a year ago.
Does.
So I didn't know what it was until about a year ago, okay?
Never give you up.
So you just send random people a link of Rick Astley singing "Never Gonna Give You Up, Never Gonna Let You Down." So and then people click on they like try to disguise it and then people click on it and then you say you got Rickrolled.
Okay, so lesson learned, if I try to start a video, it stops the recording, so I will not do that again. Sorry about that. So, David, you are going to pull up
It lets me. Come on.
And his phone ain't working. Crap. Okay, well, you get the idea.
I have a cheap
Most of you should know what a Rickroll is. If not, you're living under a rock.
Like, or you just are smart and avoid a lot of social media stuff.
Or that.
It
depends.
It was for a long time.
And David is smart.
Two plus
2
is 5.
19.
Bruh. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. It's 109. What am I talking about?
Oh, my God. He doesn't get it. For all of you who get it, just comment.
21.
Yes. Thank you.
I got it.
Thank you.
I got it.
You don't have to comment anymore.
Please comment.
Or still comment just to show us that you love us.
Mwah. Or hate us. We will take all the hate or love we can get. We just want to
just give us the views.
Just subscribe and subscribe.
We're talking YouTube terms. Follow and whatever. No, that's the outro. We're not done yet.
We're putting this on YouTube?
No, we're not. This is on Spotify. That's what I thought. I mean, we're talking like subscribe, like button. That's.
My really? Account, my account is a bunch of numbers because it was assigned by Providence to my mom.
Oh,
so
you don't have a Spotify account?
I have another podcast thing that I use, and I do have a Spotify account, but the only thing I use it for is listening to Joe Rogan. Are we still recording?
Yes, we are.
Okay, we're still recording.
So yeah. Look, see, it's ticking. Time's ticking. All right, we are time is 2 minutes in.
2 minutes
since
in.
Since I accidentally stopped recording.
Told you not to start the video.
Sorry, I didn't listen. Boy, no, men who do not listen must feel.
Huh?
Because I'm a man. I'm not a little boy.
I'm very lost here. If you're making a reference to something,
I am making reference to 2 minutes of our episode.
Oh yeah, that.
All right, so moving on. Of course, sorry, that was like a 10-minute rant or whatever.
Is better.
I don't like long course because a lot of people drop out, and so it's smaller people, less people at practice.
Yeah. But overall, I would say, like, they've both got their pros and cons, but yeah. Short course, overall, we love you, short course.
I think I'd have to go, I gotta go short course because we spend so much time swimming it. But I do like long course for some the harder events. Short course.
Yeah.
Okay, next topic. So,
as we all pause it real quick. Okay, so yeah.
Okay, so moving on to the next topic. So we all remember, or at least everyone on our team, how could you forget the famous Mega Mel challenge with Dean Jones?
Oh my gosh, that is legendary. So, if you haven't seen the video, go watch the video. It is called the Mega Mel Challenge.
I think Jack has it on his YouTube. There's a lot of...
But like nobody knows about my YouTube.
Here, I'll post my YouTube in the description, if there is a description. I don't know. Yeah, go watch that. It's fun.
About that is, I finally at H2I, I didn't do this. It just happened to be close and someone happened to know about it and plan it. Mel's has been a long time favorite of mine.
Oh, okay.
So it was really great for me because I got to take my friends to Mel's. Even though I didn't pay for it, I still say I took them there.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to pay for that.
I didn't. Burger. I would not. Judy paid for Dean's, I think.
It was like $40 or something.
Yeah, it was $40. And the thing is, if you get two of the smaller burgers, you get more than the Mega Mel, and it's cheaper. Anyway, so Mel is a longtime favorite of mine. So it's probably one of my favorite places. So that's what we're moving into, Jack.
But
you can eat one restaurant.
Chick-fil-A.
The rest of your life.
Chick-fil-A.
You're going to eat Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Do you 100%. Realize how small their menu is?
Chicken.
It has chicken.
And when you get tired of that, they've got...
Chicken.
a grilled chicken.
That is so different from fried chicken. Like
It is.
Incredibly.
I know. There's a huge difference. Like fish, also with fish. Basically, if you grill and fry some, there's like a huge difference. There's a huge
difference. Same thing.
Like pork, for example. I think I've had fried pork before.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. I think I prefer everything fried over grilled. Fried fish over grilled fish, 100%.
I like grilled, personally. But, so...
Fried is just got that crisp.
You can eat not one place the rest of your life. You can eat... Let's go three places.
Ooh, okay, that's better.
Three restaurants, rest of your life, where do you go?
Well, one is Chick-fil-A.
What's the first thing you order? We know you're going to get tired of it, but what's the first thing you order?
Chicken sandwich, no pickles, medium, or large fry and large Dr. Pepper.
Good thing
I have
Dr. Pepper not good.
I have it memorized. No, Coke is terrible. My mom loves Diet Coke.
Dr. Pepper. Go.
Every day.
Hey, you know,
or not every day because that's unhealthy.
You know what the best thing about the reason I like Dr. Pepper better? Well, okay, so my mom's in politics, so there's one reason I like Dr. Pepper better. Every reason. I'm a Texas boy. I love Texas.
Yep.
Better than anything. Well, family first, then Texas. Well, God, family, Texas. Dr. Pepper's in Texas.
God, family, Texas country.
Texas is a country. What are you talking about?
Okay. Okay. He's one of those people.
I am one of those people.
You rebel.
Earl Brown.
He's a Texan.
Anyway.
Which, I mean, so am I.
So, Dr. Pepper was in Texas. Coke is in some place far off in a distant...
distant place called Georgia.
Very far.
It's very far off. And then there's another one from this place called California. And it's liberals. Pepsi. And okay, I think we got some liberals that listen to this. We want to be as friendly as not humanly possible.
Liberals, we love you.
Only a little bit.
But sometimes, just straighten up. I'm sorry.
Well, hey, the other reason is we're in Texas. Dr. Pepper's Texas. That's why I like Texas. All right, what's your
I actually have a funny story about how the first time I tried Dr.
Okay, go ahead.
So it was.
Give me your second and third favorite places, and tell me what you're.
All right, so it was New Year's Day of 2019. So basically, like January.
You didn't have Dr. Pepper until 2019.
Yes. So it was. Dr. Was the first. It was
New Year's Day, January 1st, 2019, and we had a Pac-Man machine in our house. That was just some random fact. That's not part of the story.
Don't you have it?
It's up at our lake house now.
Oh, okay.
No, but Paige had a sleepover with her friends, and the next day, you know, their dad drove them back home, dropped Paige off. They hung out for a few hours and watched some football with us. And we had, like, drinks, and I liked root beer at the time. And so my dad was like, hey, what do you want from the store? Hey, Jack, what do you want from the store? I'm like, can I have some root beer? He accidentally bought Dr. Pepper. And he was like, Jack, I am so sorry. I bought Dr. Pepper instead of root beer. But I was embarrassed, you know, because they've got like three girls in their family. So I've got to be cool. And so I drank that Dr. Pepper. Best decision of my life. I love Dr. Pepper.
Were you trying to impress these girls?
No, I was just trying not to be a baby. That's all.
Okay. I have drank a lot of
soda. I was not going to back down from a soda.
Yeah. Have you drank hot sauce to impress some girls
before? No. Okay. And I never will.
Been there, done that. I did.
At Chick-fil-A, I don't care to impress anybody. I just care to not be embarrassed. Yeah, that's it.
At Chick-fil-A, their dad dared me to drink a package of the hottest hot sauce, and I did it.
No.
Oh, it was actually really good. I would do it again. Just for fun.
Just think about it. No.
So, I did that, and so I don't know if they were impressed or not. I don't think so. I think
they're probably impressed that you were dumb enough to do it.
Yeah, I think they just thought I was stupid.
They're like, oh my gosh, that is impressive. How dumb he is.
Yeah, I think they just thought I was stupid. So that was fun.
Let's see if he do it. Oh, he did. He's stupid.
Yeah. Anyway, so second and third favorite place. And you never finished your story about Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that was it.
Oh, that was it?
That was it. Okay. Yeah, that was the first time I tried Dr. Pepper.
Oh, I just forgot it was that boring.
Okay.
Okay. So, moving on. Second and third favorite restaurants, and what would you order?
They don't have
to be fast food.
One is obviously Chick-fil-A.
That was number one. That was number two.
Whataburger.
Good choice, man.
So, Whataburger is amazing, obviously. Literally, what a burger.
The best part is their menu.
I tried making a pun, but it was bad, so we'll just ignore that.
The best part is their menu rotates a lot.
I hate that. No, here's why. Do you know what I love best about Dr. Pepper? So when I order, I get the double meat Whataburger, plain and dry, with cheese. You have to say with cheese, otherwise they don't give you cheese. They give you a bun and patties. And it is the worst thing in the world. Like, just literally, they give you patties.
Yeah.
And you have to eat raw patties. It's terrible. So you got to say cheese.
So that's the thing about Whataburger. They have these certain things that stay there, and they have the special that keeps rotating. So if you're going to eat the rest
Dr.
of your...
Dr. Pepper milkshakes.
If you're going to eat the rest of your life, that's a good thing, because then you get to try a new thing every...
No, it's not. Okay, so what I love...
You don't realize, I had to eat Chick-fil-A every Monday for years.
So what?
I was so sick of Chick-fil-A. Okay. I couldn't eat there for 2 years after I quit that school.
A couple years ago, my family ate like Subway for like a week straight. Or like about 5 days straight, because my sister loved Subway. And she hasn't had Subway since. She was so sick of it.
That's understandable.
Because Subway isn't that great. I used to like it. I had it a couple weeks ago, because just like, what the heck.
I mean,
but I'm probably not going to have it anytime soon.
Better, but...
Okay. Anyways, best thing at Dr. Pepper. At Whataburger. Imagine if they had a Dr. Pepper restaurant.
You mean like an A&W restaurant?
No.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. So, the Dr. Pepper milkshake. It's delicious.
It is.
It is the best thing. And no, this is why I don't like their rotating menu.
Uh-huh.
It's because they got rid of it. And I was miserable for a few months. I believe it was over the summer. They got rid of it. And I couldn't have my shake.
Excuse me. Yeah, so...
You are excused.
Now, what's your third one?
Jeez, we're going to have... I eat at... Okay.
Pizza. Where at? Where from?
Okay, either Papa John's or the homemade pizza you get at HEB, which is DiGiorno.
You don't have to pick a like chain. You can pick like an individual.
Oh, but Papa John's is the best.
Some would make different.
No, I literally, some of you old HCYA people, like David.
Yeah.
Who, like, were on the team.
You would know that I wrote an essay.
They've got the better ingredients, better pizza, and
Papa John's.
I forgot what I said in the conclusion. I forgot my conclusion.
John's. We are not sponsored by Papa John's or any of these places.
This isn't sponsored, but Papa John's, if you want to sponsor us.
If anyone would like to sponsor us and give us money, we will do it.
Please. We want money.
We have a very, very low like, our screening program consists of, do we think it's a good product? And how much money do they give us? So the better the product, I mean, there's a scale there. So if you want to sponsor this, feel free. Just let us know what you want us to do and give us money.
Yeah.
especially the second part.
We want Chick-fil-A money.
Chick-fil-A, Whataburger, and Papa John's.
Well...
Or did you say DiGiorno?
It's Papa John's... I mean, DiGiorno is... You said restaurant. So DiGiorno is like... You can get at Walmart, HEB. But I would say...
That's a brand. We'll call that a brand. So any brand.
Okay,
really.
So basically I would just say Papa John's pizza.
Pizza, okay.
Pizza.
I would drive by a Papa John's. So it's funny because...
Papa John's is good.
Especially now
that they've added stuffed crust...
But
DiGiorno was the first to add stuffed crust. And then after that, all of the pizza places added it. And they're really popular.
I don't order stuffed crust because it's too expensive.
Imagine being broke. I'm kidding. I'm broke too. But my parents aren't.
You see in your hands? anyway, so I drive of the chains, I prefer Domino's. But I drive past a Papa John's on my way to practice every day. And I'll be swimming... And I like Domino's pizza better, but I just will want Papa John's.
You mean that one on, what's that road called? Luetta?
I think it's Luetta.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I drive past that every single day.
Yeah.
Coming here and leaving here. And it's...
And your mouth just waters.
And it's like,
I want pizza. Who doesn't want pizza?
Okay, so you'd get... What would you get? What kind of pizza?
Stuffed crust, pepperoni.
That's it?
And I would add sausage on it also. I would also add sausage.
Oh, the group after us is done.
Hey, that's fine.
Apparently they get out a little early. That's okay.
Yeah. That's... Anyway.
I literally Googled, like, questions, just random questions. I put in the word what, and in Google search it said, what time is it in Texas?
That's because
use a clock on your phone. It's not that hard to figure out. People are so stupid.
Google tracks what you search, and they know exactly where you are. They know you're in Texas.
They know that I need to search that to find out the time.
I don't know why they think you're so stupid. It could be because we all do.
Could be because I am. Could be maybe because I'm like, hey, Google, how do I brush my teeth in the morning? Tutorials. Wait, let me see if there is.
Hold on, wait. Okay.
Tooth brush tutorial. Hold on, wait.
Don't play a video,
I will not. Oh my gosh.
Of course it is.
There are actually tutorials on it.
You can find literally anything.
How to use an electric toothbrush? How to brush your teeth? My gosh.
Jack.
No, but it's the American Dental Association, so that makes sense.
Jack, think about it. You can find literally anything.
Selena Soufra's dentist.
You can find anything online except Trump's old tweets.
helpful.
I mean, you can find practically anything.
And this podcast.
And this podcast. Yeah. No one has listened
guys, to it please follow this. Make this a huge thing. Please. We want money.
We want to be as big as Rogan someday.
We
have a big ass person. We want to be as big as Rogan. Or we just want money. Both of those. And both. Or just one of them. Because if we're big as Rogan, we get money. Or if and you give us money, we're still good with that. So you would get... You would go to Chick-fil-A, Whataburger, Papa John's. Or DiGiorno, sorry.
Well,
Papa John's. Papa John's, okay. So here's my three. All right, so my first one is a burger joint. Okay, so I claim it. I think all of mine are in Texas. So I claim it to be in Texas because it's actually in West Lafayette, Indiana, on the campus of Purdue University. But it started in Galveston, Texas. It's called the Triple X
Burger Joint. XXXTentacion.
Yeah, so anyway, no. Everyone on Purdue campus calls it the Tri-Chi because they have the Greek houses there. So in Triple X in Greek is Tri-Chi.
Okay.
So it's the Tri-Chi. And it's painted stripes brown and orange. And they're a root beer place. And I love root beer. Like, I like root beer.
With ice cream, yummy.
Actually, I'm not a huge float fan.
No.
I would rather eat them separately. Bye. Okay, Jack.
I'm kidding. I'm staying.
I know. I like them together. I just would prefer to eat them separately. I like root beer. And they have the best root beer ever. Like, Tri-Chi root beer is the best. And they started in Galveston, Texas. And they were originally an actual beer company.
Wait, did I close the door all the way?
Yeah, the light will go off in a second.
Oh, okay.
For those of you listening, the light came on when you opened the door.
Obviously, because it's a car.
They have the best root beer ever, but they also have some of the best burgers ever. But they started in Galveston, Texas, okay? You know, the island.
Yeah.
It's the middle of an oil pit. they used to have these drink stations all over the country. They were just like little, you know, like a lemonade stand almost, but it was a drink station. And during Prohibition... They, you know, cut out the beer part and they switched to root beer. Mm-hmm. And they made the best root beer ever. And that's why, like, it was so good. You know, like on the TNT and Looney Tunes and stuff, it has XXX on it. That's from the Tri-Chi.
I thought it always said Acme.
Well, it does, but a lot of times it's
Acme.
The TNT
Acme
or...
Acme Chicken, Acme Poultry. Wait, I said the same thing.
Oh, check.
I'm dumb.
We already established he's an idiot. Please don't.
Wait, what's your second restaurant?
But it started in Texas, and they had the best burgers ever. They have one that they put peanut butter on called the Purvis Burger, because they name it after...
Anything peanut butter?
Famous. Mwah. They name it after famous Purdue sports players, the Dwayne Purvis Burger. Great. I claim that to be Texas. And my second one is my first restaurant I ever ate at ever, which is Paul's Pizza Shop. It's right across the street from Klein. Oh, and I never told you what I would order at Tri-Chi. Tri-Chi, probably the Purvis.
A burger.
Or I would just get their cheeseburger. I'd probably just get the cheeseburger. Just double cheeseburger, great. And then I'd get the Purvis later. And then I would go to Paul's Pizza, just order the buffet. Just whatever.
Still they have a buffet. They've got a buffet there?
Buffets
aren't that great.
They have a chocolate pizza.
Okay. Oh!
They have a pizza with chocolate on it and powdered sugar. It is great. And they also, I think
dessert.
They have... They have, like, this dessert, like, apple cinnamon kind of pizza thing.
Okay.
That's even better, I think. So that's the first thing I order, because if I'm not swimming, I don't care what I eat.
Us as swimmers, that's a good thing about being swimmers. We can literally eat whatever we want, and we'll be fine.
Most
of the time.
Yeah. Most.
At least me. I can eat whatever, and I'll be okay.
Dean was not okay.
Oh, no. He's recovered.
He's recovered, but he was
not okay. Yeah, once again, go watch that video. It's in the description, description.
When we wouldn't be okay is if we chug a bunch of hot sauce before we swim the 4 a.m. Then we're not okay.
Ryder had he had Chipotle before 4 a.m., and he puked.
Yeah.
Right after it. Because it's Chipotle.
We're not surprised.
Yeah.
And then my third place, I didn't get this far. When I asked Jack,
just say Chick-fil-A.
I'm not going to say Chick-fil-A.
Please say Chick-fil-A. Do not say Cane's.
I'm not saying Cane's.
Good. Hate Cane's.
I would say Whataburger before Cane's.
Cane's is probably like my 20th favorite. No offense.
Okay, so there's another... I don't want to have two pizza places.
Pizza. Mod?
A lot of pizza. No, it's another place in Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Rib Tickler. Rib Tickler is where I would
go. Oh, really?
Yes, Rib Tickler.
That's one of your favorite places?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do you think that's where we went for my birthday?
Okay. Yeah. We went there for David's birthday. I had no idea that was like one of your top three favorite places.
Oh, yeah. We just never go there for some reason.
Dang, okay.
So, yeah, Rib Tickler, great.
For those of you who don't know Rib Tickler, it's like a Harris County Smokehouse.
It's way better than a Harris County. I've been to Harris County Smokehouse. That was nothing compared to Rib Tickler.
Yeah, Rib Tickler is pretty good, not gonna lie.
It's really good. And my parents knew people who knew the owners. And guess
I want to send them the address on here, but I don't really want to be sponsored or, like, give a, you know?
It's our podcast.
All right, I'll send y'all the address. Go eat there.
We can give endorsements to whoever we want. It's like an endorsement. They didn't give us money.
We want to be. We want money, though.
We picked to give them the business. So, yeah. And we already said they're some of my favorites. But
say Jack and David sent you.
No, they will have no clue who sent you.
Yeah, I know. No. But after a while, they'll reach out to us and be like, hey, thank you.
So my parents knew people who knew the owners. They used to go to church with them. And they used to have a bunch of pictures of everyone who went there and just gave them a picture. It was just a thing that you did. And my dad, we sat down and he looked over the picture. And he's like, I was in that guy's wedding. And we're like, what? He's like, yeah, we know that girl. We know because she was some college athlete for U of H. We know, you know, her because we're friends with her family. We know that guy. Yeah. And guess which famous Westerner actually ate at Rib Tickler. I forgot
what his name was.
John Wayne.
That's him. Yeah.
So he was there. He ate there. And the place actually burned down. They rebuilt it. So great place. Tomball, Texas. Highly recommended. Great barbecue. And I think my grandpa always uses a catfish. And he said that was really good too.
Yeah, catfish. I had the catfish. So, it wasn't bad. I definitely prefer tilapia. Nothing can beat tilapia.
Yeah. Anyway, so those are my three places, and what would I get? Oh, I don't know. I really like their sausage.
I mean, you got great. The potato last time.
I did get the potato last time. It's because I was really hungry. I would either get a potato, their probably one of their sausage sandwiches, or maybe just some ribs. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So those are my top three things.
All right.
What else do we have on the agenda?
That's really it.
We made these notes about 30 seconds before we started recording.
Yeah, and we went on for like an hour. I'm sorry, guys, but thank you for sticking with us. Well, I think this is it, really.
I mean, yeah, I think.
That's really all we should talk about.
Yeah.
Because my mom's mad at me.
Oh, she is?
No, she's not. She's like, how's it going? When will you be home? I'm like, a few minutes. Okay.
Yeah, we live like we're parked.
I live like 5 minutes away, so it's not worries. Less than that.
You're still gonna have to tell me how to get to your house.
No, I can like my car's right there.
Oh yeah,
I can just drive.
I forgot your car was there.
Yeah, I got my license 3 weeks ago. I'm cool.
Good boy, Jack. Good boy.
Go fetch. No.
Yes, go fetch, Jack.
I'm like I'm a doggo.
Yeah.
Call me dog. Okay. Jack puppy. Dog. J dog.
Jack the puppy.
No, J-Dog.
Jack the puppy.
That sounds good. No, right, I think someone actually did call me J-Dog.
Next time you see Jack, you need to call him Jack the puppy. That's now his name.
No, I know who it was. It was Lauren. It was, where was it? It was in, like, one of our HCY chats.
One of the old ones. Anyway, so Jack's name is Jack the puppy. I don't know what we should call me. My dad almost named me J-Dog. So...
I'm sorry for laughing.
Name. That's the name I use on all my video games and stuff, is Thunder.
I use Kid Corbin.
Unless my Xbox, because I just have the one the Xbox just gave me.
On Xbox, it's Kid. That's also the name of my YouTube channel. Just search up Kid Corbin and just subscribe to that. That's really it.
I don't have a YouTube channel.
We don't even need to put it in the description. Just search up Kid Corbin.
Is a Vine a video and a meme a picture?
I think a Vine is like a short, funny, popular video, I believe. I just searched it up like a couple days ago.
I don't
know what a Vine is because I'm like, I have no idea what a Vine is.
I don't know.
I always thought it was like what grapes grow on. I figured out what
a meme was 2 years ago.
But apparently it's not anymore.
I figured out what a meme was 2 years ago, just so you know.
I figured out what a meme was like. Well, yeah, same, around then, 2 years. Yeah, 2 years.
So, the next thing. We were going to read, I was going to read the HCY Statement of Faith. But, so the question we're going to ask all our guests, because we are a Christian organization. Jack, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Good.
Do you?
Yes, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Audience, comment if you do.
Well, no, because we're going to have half of them on the podcast. So
that would Yeah. But those of you who are not lucky
who are not on our podcast.
Who aren't on HCYA.
Yeah, if those of you who aren't part of
HCYA, go ahead.
Comment down below.
If you are a part of HCYA, just wait till we have you on this podcast.
Text me, just randomly say yes, and we'll know what you mean.
Yes. So, I stole that.
See, just like that. Say it again.
Yes.
There we go.
I stole that from another podcast I listened to, but...
Plagiarism. I almost said a different word that had nothing to do with plagiarism.
Do you want me to give credit?
And I almost sounded like a complete idiot.
Hey, I'm going to give credit. Sure. Babylon B... does that after every they interview all their interview guests, they ask if they accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And so
Babylon be so good.
I figured we should probably just do that because I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know people on our team are Catholics, and you know, it's like
I mean, there's no problem with like,
I'm just joking with you guys, Catholics.
Tess,
you're great.
There's nothing wrong.
Kirsten and the Schauses. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, wait. Kirsten's a Catholic? I didn't know
that. The Schauses?
Yeah.
You didn't realize this?
No.
This is the whole debate me, Alex, and Kirsten had at Mel's.
I wasn't listening. I was at the other table.
Oh, yeah. You were watching Dean.
Yeah, I was real busy recording Dean the whole time.
Yeah, so anyway, this
is... And commentating. Being the commentator.
We had a huge debate.
Being the commentariist. Yeah, yeah, you'll have to watch the video to understand what I mean.
Yes, anyway, but you guys are good people. Your theology is not like ours, shall we say.
We are very deep thinkers.
We are.
Very deep, like, thinkers.
I'd say more deep
man pool.
Deep end. Man deep end pool. For me. I think the
8-foot pool.
Not about anything that's really important. I think about important
would you say, like, sometimes. SEO deep end? Not like the deep end, like the deep end of the pool. Like, Jack, where it's 5 feet.
The SEO deep end is like the same height as the shallow end, by a little bit.
No. Shallow end's like 2 feet. And then, no, it's like 2.5. And then the deep end's like 5.
I think we're starting to ramble. I think we should probably wrap this thing up.
Yeah, we should. All right, guys. So, that's really it. I hope you enjoyed
enjoyed this.
What is it called?
The HCYA Warrior Swimming Podcast.
There it is. Make sure you comment.
Like and subscribe.
But no, that's YouTube. Wrong thing. But do whatever it is you can to support us.
I know you can subscribe and give us money.
Oh, yeah. Follow us. Yeah. We want money, so give us money.
Okay. We also want you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
That is the big thing.
That is the biggest thing that we want of everything we do.
Most of you already have, and we are thankful. But if there is someone out there who hasn't, please
reach out to me, Jack, and we can give you...
Should I put my number in the description?
Sure, because they have to text you, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And if there's someone random who's like, who is this? I'm crying. I can't show this channel love.
Sure. Just put your... what is your
name? No. I made a separate email. Actually, no, we're not going to talk about that. I'm going to put that separate email in the description.
Anyway, if you guys have any questions, reach out to me or Jack, and we can get you connected with a good church and some good resources. So, if you'd be interested in dedicating your life to Christ and living for a higher purpose than just yourself, just let us know.
Yeah. So, amen to that.
That's my altar call for this episode.
Yeah, so I think we're going to upload, like, how often? Maybe, like, once a week, once every 2 weeks, maybe.
Here's how often we're going to upload. Whenever we do this.
Whenever we get together with our friends and record, that's really when we're going to do this.
Yeah, so don't be, I mean, check back here, like, every
I know
day.
You're going to miss us.
Check back here every minute of every day.
just because you love us.
Just to make sure you didn't miss it. But
actually, if you follow, you get notifications. I'm pretty sure you do.
Okay.
So just follow, and you'll know.
You can just listen to this on loop for until we do the next one, and then listen to that one on loop.
Yeah, get us those listens. Tell your friends about it. Tell your mom. Tell your dog. If your dog has an iPhone or whatever, just have them listen.
If your dog needs walked, let me know. I am a dog walker, so.
Okay, here, text me, and I'll text David.
Sounds good.
Because I don't think you want your phone number on here.
I do not want
my phone number. Okay, yeah. Text me. And then text David.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, and we'll see you next episode.
All right, guys. See ya.